Today, Louis Marden, photographer and filmmaker for the National Geographic Society, died of complications from Parkinson's disease. He was 90 years old. Louis Marden was one of the last great explorers of the 20th century. He was best known for the discovery of the wreck of the Bounty off Pitcairn Island in the South Pacific back in 1957, but he was also a pioneer of 35mm and underwater photography. Joining us now is Bill Allen, editor-in-chief of National Geographic magazine, a friend and colleague of Louis Marden's for over 30 years. And Bill Allen, I know it's a sad day. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Neil. It certainly is a sad day around here. We have lost, in Louis' terms, it would be unique. He was such a precise user of the English language that really unique is the only way to describe him.
Well, let me use another word. He's also been described as the quintessential National Geographic explorer. How so?
He was indeed. He has been everywhere, done everything. He worked for 64 years as a writer and photographer for National Geographic. He's had orchids named after him, sea fleas named after him. He's found the bones of the Bounty, as you said. He spoke five languages impeccably. He was the most charming and courtly man that I've ever met, and he could charm both men and women equally in five languages.
you talk about his charm. Describe him for us. What was he like?
He was a very self-deferential kind of person. When you would talk to him in the halls, he would stand there with his head slightly bowed that he is deferring to you. And on in years, he was getting a little bit hard of hearing from all of his years as a diver. So he would be very thoughtful when he was listening to you, and then all of a sudden he would come up with some comment that you would think, I never thought of things that way. He could really make you see things and know things about subjects that you never thought were possible.
Some explorers are, you know, relentless planners, you know, trying to account for every possibility. Others are more inspirational, going off on whims, vanishing for months at a time. Was he one or the other, or maybe both?
He was, again, the quintessential in the latter category. He was legendary for spending months in the field and literally disappearing. And just about the time that you felt, you know, the next time I see this guy, I'm going to strangle him. He would then show up with stories and experiences that no one else in the world could possibly come up with and present them in such a way that all would be forgiven simply because of his pure brilliance.
Tell us a little bit about his influence on photography.
Here was a man who, when he was 21 years old, wrote a book called The Use of the 35mm, the Miniature Camera. This was a time when photographers around the world had the press hats on with the little press badge in them with these huge, bulky Graflex cameras. This was a standard tool. He came in with this idea of these very small miniature cameras with a lot of film, with Kodachrome film, which was developed a couple of years later, and thinking, you know, if I could have small equipment like this, I could be much more unobtrusive. I could get into the hearts of situations better. And bring real stories, not posed stories, back to the National Geographic. And he totally revolutionized the thinking about photography at National Geographic and consequently for the rest of the world as well. All of the people who are using 35mm cameras now really owe a great debt to Louis Marden.
He also had a way with the English language. I believe from your obit that we saw today on your website, he's quoted six times in Webster's Third New International Dictionary?
Yes, on such things as the use of the word foot, meaning to make speed or distance forward in a sailboat, snick, which is a clicking noise, or tot, a small amount of alcoholic beverage, or unstep, to remove a ship's mast. He was always on the lookout for incorrect use of English language, whether it was at the Geographic when he really chastised one of our researchers for using the phrase opening gambit, which obviously, as he said, is redundant. And he also caught the Webster's Dictionary several times in some misspellings, for example. So out of defense, I think, perhaps more than anything else, as Kathy Newman points out in an article that she did about Louis a few years ago, they started quoting him instead.
Bill Allen, this amazing man, are there people like him still today?
I think that Louis was really the last of an era. Here was someone who could be as French as De Gaulle, then turn around and be as Italian as a gondolier, and then as Spanish as a bullfighter. The only real tragedy, I think, is a quote that Louis once said. He said, "One lifetime isn't enough. Just when you start to learn, it's time to go." One of our editors around here once joked, they said, on Louis' tombstone is going to be carved, "This time, Louis really has gone too far."
Louis Martin died today, and we've been speaking in remembrance of him with Bill Allen, editor-in-chief of National Geographic magazine. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.